I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Yemen's government this week signed a peace accord with separatist rebels in the south. Now it's supposed to end a bitter power struggle that's plunged the country into a humanitarian crisis. David Curry with Open Doors USA says,
I think stability right now would benefit everybody in the region, including Christians. And this ability, if they can pull it off, to share power may bring some calm.
So the accord is good news, but Curry says there's still a lot to pray about. Christians remain underground. So start with a map. Find Yemen.
There's a mountain range that runs from Sada'a, a city, down to Taiz. These are highly populated areas. I think if you wanted to pray over those cities, that God would touch that place. That's where the change needs to be. That's where we need the greatest amount of peace.
And did you know the Joshua Project classifies most of Far East Russia as unreached? Eric Mock with Slava Gospel Association says they feel a sense of urgency to change this.
God has raised up in these areas faithful churches who have a heart to bring the gospel to these towns and villages. And it's kind of exciting to see what we're working with are first-generation believers.
SGA is coming alongside these believers through the Reach Russia Now initiative in three parts. These parts include Bible training, providing funds for outreach, and supporting church planting in the region. As SGA's founder always said, much prayer, much power. So please, pray for SGA's work. Ask God to provide national believers with his wisdom and opportunities to communicate the gospel message. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Our last story touched on this. Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.